Welcome in to a Monday edition of the Daily Tap. It is Monday, July 16th. We are back after a couple days off. It was a little bit of a crazy weekend. I apologize for that, actually, guys. I should have probably planned a little better. I know that the reason we do Daily Tap is so when things like a Jabari story hits that we're kind of ready for it. Looking back on it, I should have probably done a podcast on Friday night before I went out, just because I knew I was golfing on Saturday morning, and I, you know, had some stuff to do before an event in the evening. So I had maybe like 2 hours to kill, and I had other shit going on, unfortunately. So I should have kind of been proactive and said, hey, this Jabari thing's looking like it's going to happen. I don't know the money, but we still could have talked about it. We're going to talk about Jabari first today. But I kind of feel like I let you guys down. So I apologize for that. Let's try not to have that happen again. If we can, that'd be fantastic. And hopefully I've learned from this to basically anticipate all the shit happening while you have things going on. Cause I knew Sunday wasn't going to be able to happen as well. So just a cluster kind of on my end, but we'll figure it out. So if you guys believe that I will not let you down, that if you love me, I'm not Kiki, but I am Snowtap, and we have you can follow us Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, any of those sites is great. We also subscribe on iTunes, subscribe on Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, whatever your thing is. We would love to have you there. So we're gonna talk about Jabari, we're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers a little bit, and then we're going to talk about the Brewers. All three are sort of peaking good Monday morning conversation on all of them. So yes, Jabari Parker is a member of the Chicago Bulls. Jabari Parker signs a 2-year deal worth $40 million. The second year is a team option. So if the Bulls do not like what they see from Jabari Parker in year one, they can let him go. Very friendly deal for the Bulls. Very good deal for the Bulls. Give them all the credit. They are going to try basically playing with a team that does not play defense. They will be a DFS darling with guys like Jabari Parker, Zach LaVine. Chris Dunn doesn't play a ton of defense, but probably the best version of that. And you're basically going to – Lauri Markkanen also plays zero defense. So you're going to have a team who gives up a ton of points, but the Bulls are also thinking they can run and gun. You're going to have a very fun, young team. I think the Bulls have definitely that sort of spirit. And Jabari gets to play in his hometown, and that's very exciting for him. And there's a lot of consternation, I think, with Bucks fans about what happened here and how did they let this happen. And I wrote about it last night. I just thought I had to get something out early, and you can read it. Snowtap WI, it's a website. I'll probably try to repost it later today. But basically, the crux to the article is explaining how things just change needs to happen sometimes. And I think so many people are not either, they've never had a situation in their life where just you had to make a change, whether it was a breakup, whether you had to get a new job, whether you had to just start over. Maybe you had to move cities. You know, you just had to start over. And we see this in sports all the time, that a guy needs, you know, he can't play with this team, but then he goes to the other team and he flourishes. This happens in football. This happens in hockey, basketball, soccer. I mean, literally any sport. It's just kind of part of who we are as people, that sometimes we just need a change of scenery. And I feel that was a lot of what was going on with Jabari Parker, that he just needed to not deal with a guy like Giannis. He needed to be on a team that was sort of bad, where he was able to make mistakes and he was able to, you know, things weren't as serious for what the Bucks have right now. Like, the Bucks this season is very serious for the Milwaukee Bucks. I think everyone knows that. And I think Jabari Parker kind of knew that too. And I don't know if the Bucks thought Jabari was entirely on board with that. And you have a lot of guys who are heading into contract years like Chris Middleton, Eric Bledsoe, Malcolm Brogdon's another one. I mean, you have those are three of your best premier players. I don't think Bledsoe's going to come back, but I think you're going to have some big years from these guys because it's all contract years. And I don't know, maybe Jabari Parker thought that there wouldn't be enough to share. Maybe he thought that Mike Budenholzer was going to be another Jason Kidd and had concerns. And who knows what the offer was on the table for the Bucks, or what the Bucks offered Parker. And I think you'll hear probably in the coming days that the Bucks didn't really want to offer him a lot because they were worried about certain things. There's going to be a PR spin to this, whether it comes from the Gary Wolfel side of things, where Gary is embedded with the Parker group. Gary's, you know, done a great job making inroads with those people. And then, or it comes from the Bucks side of things, which may come from a guy like Brian Windhorst, who has some deep connections there, or a guy like Woj. Woj gets a lot of Bucks stories coming to him directly. You could even see it from a guy like Matt Velasquez, who's pretty plugged in on the local side of things. But I do think, and it's not, I don't think it's a smear campaign against Jabari Parker. I really don't. But I do think you're going to have that story come out of, we're really concerned that his knees, he's just never going to be the same player. And I also alluded to this in the article, so I hate to repeat myself, but basically, this is a move that I think the Bucks know he's washed up. And I know he's only 23. And you're like, how can you be washed up at 23? Well, he has two ACL tears. Like, I don't know if the Bucks think he can move side to side anymore. I don't know if – and here's the other thing about why a team like Chicago, Sacramento, Atlanta, all got teams who could have signed him, makes sense, is they have time to deal with Jabari Parker and try to fix some things. The Bucks don't – the Bucks just didn't have time for Jabari Parker. That's really it. The Bucks did not have time to fix Jabari Parker. Giannis needs work. Giannis needs fixing. Guys like Eric Bledsoe need to be fine-tuned because Bledsoe has so many moments where he's sort of infuriating. And I think, you know, the new Bucks staff probably knows that and knows that, you know, Chris Middleton also, how do you get Chris Middleton in shape to be ready to go right in October so it doesn't take him two fucking months to kind of find his stride? How do you make sure that happens? Like, the Bucks have so many more important things than getting Jabari Parker right. And that sounds callous, and that may sound like, well, isn't everybody important? Everybody is important, but I think you just don't know where that ceiling is with Jabari Parker. It may be tapped out. It may not hit that peak. And so I think that's why the Bucks really weren't that committed to him. And, you know, Paul Pressey, who's a real GM, I think he runs the real GM board, made a really good point. He did this whole thread about winners and losers. Check it out. But Paul made the – and his name's not Paul, but that's his Twitter handle, so we'll go with that. He made the point that basically one of the losers is the casual fans. The casual fans really will not understand why this happened. And I think that's entirely fair. There has been a influx of casual fandom with the Bucks, and they see what Jabari Parker does in the community. They see him out at Bayview playing with kids and having a good time. They see him going and doing efforts around with MPS. They see all of that stuff. Yet they do not see some of the day-to-day things that maybe us more diehards see. And so trying to convince the casual fan that a guy like Ersan Ilyasova is better for the team than Jabari Parker is a tough fucking stretch. That's just not going to play. And maybe they know that. Maybe they're okay with the casual fandom sort of, I don't know, maybe being down on the team to start the year because they are like, well, we don't have Jabari, like we're going to struggle, or, you know, I'm not really as much dialed in with the Bucks right now because Jabari Parker isn't here. It's part of it, right? It's part of how things go. And I think the Bucks know that, and I think casual fandom is very important, you know, for a new arena, for jersey sales, for they having their own pro shop right outside the arena. I think that's all important. But at the end of the day, you still have Giannis, and Giannis is a top five player in the league, a player that people go see, a player that, you know, is a must-see every night sort of player. So even though casual fandom is going to be upset about Jabari Parker, you still have Giannis Antetokounmpo, and it's still a very important thing. I'm very happy that this is over. I think it was a little tiring to keep talking about it, and now we have a resolution. I'm sure Mitch and I are going to talk about this on Tapping the Keg. Not sure when that is this week. Maybe Tuesday night, so Wednesday for you guys. But we'll discuss. That's probably the last time, and then we'll put a bow on it. And then we're kind of maybe done for Buck stuff until maybe closer to August. But NBA seems to be this 12-year thing, and they're oversaturating themselves just a little bit, by the way. I'm definitely like, I don't need summer league updates like I've been getting from some people, and it's just like, just kind of relax. All right, so moving on to Aaron Rodgers, another big name, this big name podcast. So Rodgers talked with Peter King of now NBC Sports about really everything, and I spent some time on Rodgers' contract, so I don't want to spend that. It's Don't Tap WI. You can go read that. I more want to spend on just Rodgers' attitude and how Rodgers sounded. And you could definitely sense from that article that Rodgers is really at peace with where he is and where he is in life, who he's dating, who, you know, what's going on right now in his career. He is perfectly okay with it. And it feels like, I feel like the last, and maybe I'd have to look back at quotes and I'd have to look back at certain things Aaron Rodgers has said, but to me it always felt like Rodgers made this point to be aggressive and be like, we're going to be out there and kind of gung-ho to start the year. It doesn't seem like that. And like, it's not that he's too casual. It's not that he's too cavalier. It's just he's at peace with what's going to come this season. It seems like he has a very clear head. It doesn't seem like he's trying too hard or he's trying to be out in the spotlight all the fucking time, which I think we saw a little bit from Olivia Munn. And I'm not blaming Olivia Munn. Don't put me in that corner. But I think the Hollywood lifestyle kind of placed him there. And I think a person like Dana Patrick, sure, they'll be at the ESPYs this week, I would imagine. But Danica isn't necessarily a person who wants to be out in the media, wants to be out in the spotlight. She's a race car driver. She's not a Hollywood actress. It's a different vibe. And sort of the Dalai Lama and facing his fear of sharks, going nose to nose with a shark at Shark Week and basically had to stiff arm a fucking shark, that animal. Like, there is a fearless thing. And by the way, the whole Aaron Rodgers facing his fear of sharks is going to be a hot topic on broadcasts for at least fucking 4 weeks. We'll definitely have, you know, maybe we do a Packer bingo, a Packer drinking game, something like that. And if we do, there will be a square for Aaron Rodgers and sharks. That will definitely be one that you can check off throughout the game. So I think that we have to, we'll definitely have that. But going back to just Rodgers, I think you can tell that the guy just is ready to just be a dude. Like, he has a very sort of, you know, this is where I am. I want to get my contract done. I want to figure that out. But I'm also like really okay with how life is going right now and how life is happening. And I want to be like Tom Brady, and I want to be like these other guys who've been great in their late 30s in the twilight of their career. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have a fantastic season. I always think that. But just the more and more I read about him, the more and more I see sort of a clear head. And there's something about sports and playing sports where you're just completely loose. And it seems like Aaron Rodgers is completely loose. And that should scare the living shit out of everybody the Packers face this season. And oh yeah, by the way, and like speaking of schedule and whatever, I don't know why I saw Michael Rand, who's a perpetual troll for the Packers. He writes for the Minneapolis Star Tribune, wrote about the Packers going undefeated and James Jones' comment. And, you know, he's just a classic Vikings fan. Like, it obviously spooked him. It obviously triggered him. Like, anyone making a big deal out of what James Jones said is just looking for clicks, because obviously James Jones is like, he's a Packer, man. He's like a lifelong Packer. He's the guy that's going to do a lot of things with the team and the organization. He loves that, the Packers. He has a bias that knows no bounds. So I don't think there's worth getting riled up over. All right, to wrap it up with the Brewers. So the Brewers are at the break. They're 12 games over 500. I think a lot of people are surprised by that, from the fact that it was much better through different points of the season. Last week was just a clusterfuck. Was not good for the Brewers. They had no offense. They're really banged up. The schedule, I think, did not do them any favors. I know what the Cubs did, basically made it now a 2.5 game lead for Chicago. We have no idea what's going to happen with St. Louis. Are they going to rebuild? Are they going to stick in the race with an interim manager? Mike Matheny gets fired. That was very interesting over the weekend. We'll see. I mean, it's tough. It's not easy. Baseball is not a sport for people who need instant gratification. It's not a sport where you're going to immediately be satisfied with everything that happens. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some ability. And I really think that people need to understand that and not get so worked up over one bad week. And it's a shitty week to have it happen, because it's an all-star break. So now you're going to stew for four days. And imagine just how the players probably feel. I mean, the guys who are at the all-star festivities, couldn't say that word. They're probably going to live it up. But at the same time, it's going to stick with them. It's going to stick with everybody who's home for 4 days and gets to relax. It's going to be sort of an annoyance for everybody. And we'll see what the Brewers can do. We'll see how they can bounce back against the Dodgers and Nationals, and then they go out west. So it's not going to be easy for the crew, but baseball is never easy. So I think if you're worried, just know you have 60 games left. There's a long way to go here, and we just need to embrace the ride. This is a valley, and hopefully there'll be some peaks coming very soon. And I know that to me is almost like I channel my Dalai Lama there. Shout out to Roger's visit with the Lama, the holiness. I feel like that was a very prophetic way to sort of wrap up that the podcast. We'll talk tomorrow. As you know, this is the worst sports week of the year. We'll have probably some little unique topics. Maybe we'll talk about In My Feelings, and if it's the song of the summer, because I think that's worth a conversation. We'll also look how Jesus Aguilar does in the home run derby tonight. Brewers have had some success in the derby before with guys like Prince Fielder. Interesting to hear how ESPN talks about Big Zeus as well. So take care, guys. Have a good Monday. We'll chat tomorrow. Peace.